Well, if my phone rings, I get to answer it. So yeah, let's do that. That's good. So Chelsea, I hope your phone's on vibrate. Hello. Hey, man, it's good to see everybody this morning. Will y'all turn the lights up, please? Thank you. Y'all are doing awesome back there, by the way. Yes, ma'am, I'm going to. Let me get situated real fast, please. Real fast. Y'all are going to speak, so prepare yourselves. I'm giving you all a second. Amen. Well, look at that. That's interesting. Amen. It's good to see everybody. Did I tell y'all that already? Good. At least somebody's paying attention besides myself. Amen. I don't know if y'all know, but my mother, father-in-law is here, Pastor Tim and Barb from St. Lucia. Yay! So we're going to let them talk to y'all for a minute, just tell y'all how everything's going over there. Briefly. Briefly. Briefly's the key word. Amen. Yay.
Thank you so much. And when he says briefly, you may be seated. Thank you. When he says briefly, I said years ago now, Ricky, I want you to do offering. But I want offering 5 minutes. Go up, do the offerings, get it done in 5 minutes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So he gets up. 20 minutes later, he hands it back to me. And then So, briefly, I know what briefly means. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is good to be here. We didn't plan on being here. We had a death in the family. Our brother-in-law passed away, and so we went over to be with my wife's sister for a little while, and so then we said we come here, and we're doing some other things since we're in the States, and so, but we've been working hard for Jesus and working hard for Spirit Life Church, and we've been doing all kinds of things. I think the first thing when we got back there, a little while after we got back, the volcano in St. Vincent erupted, and so then that contaminated, all the ash contaminated our water and on the island, so they said we couldn't drink water, and Foursquare Disaster Relief reached out and gave us a bunch of water that we could buy, and we had two churches, they sent us some money, and so we bought the water, and we had two churches doing two great outreaches, and they had a great time with that, and a lot of people got touched by the Lord with that, and so that was that. And then we started moving on. We started doing discipleship classes. We're seeing several people. We have 20 or 30 people. We had 15 in one church and then 21 in the other, and so we were doing some great discipleship and seeing some lives changed on the island and furthering our life in Christ, and so we're excited about that, and we're just doing some, we're getting Foursquare established on the island, and so that is taking place, and so we're excited about that. You can't ever do anything in one day outside of the United States, hardly. It's just, it just don't happen, and it's not a bad confession, I don't think. Maybe I better, it'll be a rejoicing day when we can get something done in one day. You know, you have to work and you just do a step at a time. They don't ever tell you everything they want at one time. And so anyway, we're getting, we got Foursquare is, got to them, what's the first one they're doing? We got them not registered, but incorporated. We got Foursquare incorporated on the island. But you have to have 250 members on the island to get registered. And when you get registered, then you can have people out of your organization marry and bury people. And it just makes it just a fuller, makes you established on the island. So all of a sudden, we started counting. And we ended up, we had, you count children, we did children's outreaches, several of them, and then there's got a couple of elderly outreaches, and so, and then we got a new church up north that is a pretty good size, and a weekly food ministry. You could jump in.
No, I just speak from your heart. I'll just tell you what's on your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyway, all of a sudden we had over 350. So anyway, we went back down to the Ministry of Equity and Social Justice to get registered. And so then they said with the COVID, they're not doing anything right now. So come back in October and we're going to start doing it all again. They told us a couple things we had to do too. So we're excited. We're moving on the island. We're doing some things. And they're wanting us to, when it all clears up, to move into, jump into some other islands and do some things there. So we're very excited seeing what the Lord is doing. He's moving mightily, and we love doing what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. So,
we have been doing discipleship, and we've been using OSL. And so we had a few of them going on, and one young man was coming to one of the OSL operations, Solid Lives. And the pastor at that church wanted to switch it to Thursday night. And of course, the pastor's always right. And so we just said, all right, we'll switch it to Thursday night. Well, one young man there came to us afterwards, and he said, my only day off is Tuesday. And they work several hours. It's not just an eight-hour shift. You just work till it's done, and then you're... And so we said to him, Tuesday is your only day off? And he says, yes. And so we said, well, you want to meet sometime Tuesday morning? We'll come and do one just for you Tuesday morning. So he was so shocked that someone would come just for him. And so we start meeting with him. And so the first time we said to him, in fact, he wanted to meet at we would know it like a town square. It's a little park in the middle of town, similar to that. And so he says, let's meet there. Well, it's in the open, it's in town, you know, and we're like, okay, let's meet there. Let's see what God does in the middle of town. And so we said to him the first time, tell us your story. You know, tell us about you. And he said, I had long dreads. And if you have long dreads, not always the case, but a lot of the time it means you're Rastafarian. And the ones that follow Selassie and Bob Marley and all that, if you know them people. And we always call them Cat in the Hat because they take their long dreads, they wrap them on the top of their head and put a tall hat on top of them. And so we'll say, hey, there's a Cat in the Hat. And he said, I was a Rasta and I hated God, and somebody told me about the love of Jesus. And I had to go find out if it were true, if Jesus really loved me. And he got born again, and in the church that he was in originally, the first one that he was in, he said, he said, after he got born again, they told me I had to cut my dreads off. And I said, well, did you? Because I know there are some Christians that have dreads. And I said, well, did you? And I knew at that moment he didn't have them. And he said, I had to ask myself, do I want to follow Jesus, or do I want to look like a Rasta? And so he just said, I knew I wanted to follow Jesus. And so he cut him off, and he said it surprised him. It didn't bother him as much as he thought it would bother him. It didn't bother him. And we go through the whole 6 weeks with him. Of course, a few of those weeks were at the church at first, the others. Every single week when we met at that park, there were other people that showed up for the Bible study. And we just said, sure, come sit down. I mean, we didn't have chairs or anything. They had to just sit in this gazebo type thing. And we said, yeah, you can hear the word. You can discuss the word with us. And we've changed the format. We got permission from Jerry Dearman to change the format so it's more discussion than it is teacher-centered. It's more, let's look at the passage, let's look at the scriptures, and let's have them search out the answer. And so we kind of put that together, presented it to Pastor Jerry Dearman. So since we have completed the last three with the new format, he has actually asked if we would be over all of the English-speaking islands, and we have to do a lot by Zoom now, but he says, would you be willing to use that format in all of the English-speaking islands? So God has been good. So there has been a lot that has been happening and a lot to happen still when we return. It's just very refreshing to be in your home church.
Amen. Thank you so much. We got something planned for Christmas for the kids in St. Lucia. So we haven't got it all. They'll roll it out here pretty soon, let you guys know. And if you want to participate, that'd be wonderful. We want to bless those kids that with about 300, yeah. So we got several different churches that have already said, yes, we'll plan on being a part of that. So we're excited about that. We just want to see the kids get something at Christmas. And so.
And we have to say, when we say we are, I know it's we, you and us and everybody, but we have developed teams, and especially one. There's one that team, that outreach team, kind of goes with us and does all the outreaches in the other villages. And so that outreach team is doing tremendous, tremendous, mostly teenagers. That's mostly young people in that outreach team. And they're just running the whole thing. And it's, you know, we're just there guiding it. That's it. We really don't do a whole lot.
Do all the background stuff, getting it all ready, what we're teaching, what we're doing, all that. But they run it, so they did a great job. So, anyway. Well, thank you guys for letting us share a little bit what's happening in the islands. And so, Lord bless you, and we'll let Pastor Ricky. That was short.
Amen. Hallelujah. Whoever thinks, I want to go be a missionary and just hang out on an island, go hang out with them then. See what it's like. And we'll see how much just laying around on the beach you get to do. And then once you come back, you can tell us about it. And I'll be able to laugh at you. That's what I told them. That's exactly what I said. I know. Amen. If you would turn over to Romans 1, please. Romans 1. Amen. Romans 1. We'll read about verse 25. I'm going to read, I'm going to pray, and we'll get started. Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to gather around your word with like believers. We thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to be able to feed our faith upon your word. Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to unveil and reveal truths to us this morning. Pull back the cover. And make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths this morning that not even I planned on saying. And make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, Father God. Bringing forth things that I don't have in my notes, that I didn't plan on saying, but that will not only fit the crowd and help the crowd, but will also help me, Father God, for the answers and the things that I'm needing. And we thank you for it and for all of it. And we pull on the gift that's on the inside of me. By faith, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you placed on the inside of me. And we thank you for it. We pull on it by faith, and everybody that's in agreement with it said amen.
Amen.
So Romans 1, verse 25, it says, I'm going to read it out of the NIV. It says, they exchanged the truth about God for what? That's interesting. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie. So what, for what? For the theories of men? All right, the theories of men, which in all actuality is what we think based solely on situations and not the Word of God. Amen. So we exchange, a lot of times we'll exchange God's truth for a lie, right? And that's a theory of men, which is actuality based solely on situations that we've gone through and not on the Word of God. Amen. Turn over to Romans real fast. 4:4, and we'll start about 19. We might be here for a little bit. We'll see. I don't know. We'll find out. The NIV says, against all hope, verse 18, I told y'all 19, sorry, I'm starting at 18. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed. And so became the father of what? Just as it been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Right? Without what? Without what? In his what? In his faith. What did he do? He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he is about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. So what was the fact? See, a lot of times we'll exchange the truth for a fact. See, the fact is, you're too old. You can't have kids. Everybody knows you're old. Everybody's been with you your whole life. We all have noticed that you haven't had kids yet. What makes you think you're going to have kids now? You're past the age, buddy. Ain't gonna happen. But yet he faced the fact. He stood up against the fact that everybody and their mama is running their mouth. The fact is telling him you can't have it. Doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. But the truth said, you're the father of many nations. You are the father of many nations. You are the father of many nations. And so he faced the fact with the truth. And so he looked at them. What are we doing? Are we exchanging a truth for a fact? Amen. Without weakening, no. Without weakening. Without weakening in his faith. See, a lot of times things do come against us. I know we're believing God for stuff, and we should be, because that helps your faith as well, right? That helps your faith. Amen. I said that helps your faith. Amen. That helps build your faith. If you're not using your faith's stagnant. You ain't doing nothing with it. So how are you growing your faith? You got to be using your faith. You got to, first off, faith comes by what? And hearing by the Word of God, right? Amen. But also, just hearing by the Word of God, I could have a whole heart full of faith, but if I ain't using it, what's it doing for me? Just like I could have a whole bank account full of money, but if I'm not spending it, doing anything with it, is it doing anything for me? So I could have all this faith in the world, but if I'm not accessing it and using it, putting it towards something, what's the point of me having all this faith? Oh, I have a whole amount of faith. Okay, what are you doing with it? Are we believing God for anything with it? Anyways, without weakening in his faith. Without weakening in his faith. Well, you know, I was believing for this though. Well, I thought God said it belonged to me. I thought God said it was mine. I thought He promised it to me. I thought this was His Word of God. I thought this was in His Word. See, a lot of facts will sit there and just beat you across the face and tell you it doesn't belong to you. No, it's not yours. But you got to always present the truth to the fact. And not allow things to discourage you. Satan wants to kill you. We need to understand that. Look at John 10:10, please. Just pull that up real fast, please. King James is fine. Amplified Classic, actually. That's better. Okay. All right, thank you. You're welcome. All right. John 10:10. Amplified Classic said, the thief comes. Who's the thief? First off, we need to establish who the thief is. Who is it?
Satan.
Who's the thief?
Satan.
Who's the thief?
Satan.
Who's the thief?
Satan.
Look, I'm trying to get all of y'all to understand who the thief is, but some of y'all's not speaking, so some of y'all just either don't understand or just don't want to say nothing. Which, that's fine, but you need to understand who it is. Because if you don't understand who the thief is, then you don't understand what's going on. And whenever something does start attacking your body, you don't understand, who do I need to pray to? Am I believing God? I thought this, is this from you, God? So who's the thief? We need to understand who the thief is. We need to establish that. We need to get that established first and foremost in our life. Who's the thief? And what does He come to do? Not according to Ricky, according to what?
The Bible.
The Bible. According to God. God said the thieves come to do what?
Steal.
To who? God. To us. He's come to steal, to kill, and to destroy me.
Yes.
Each and every one of us, right?
Yes.
And so then when sickness or poverty or frustration, depression, anything tries to pop its head up, is that from God?
No.
Is that a fact? It might be a fact, but what do I answer it with?
Truth,
not weakening in faith. Because see, truth or fact says, hey, look, you're depressed. Nobody likes you. What do you think you're going to do? Get that house? Who do you think you are? But truth says, look, God supplies all my needs. Not only that, I'm His favorite. I'm the head and I'm not the tail. I'm above and I'm not below. See, that's what truth says. And if we're not answering it with the truth, then what are we doing?
Amen.
And then we need to always bring it back to the Word, right? The thief, tell him to shut up. Look, first off, you're the thief. You come to steal, kill, and destroy. I know exactly who you are. We're not playing pity pat any longer. I know exactly who you are. Shut up and get out.
Amen.
Right? But God, what'd He do? He said, I've come. God said, hey, I've come so that what? Look, you need to get more excited about it, because He said so that you can enjoy. What, us sitting around like this? Does that look like I'm enjoying life? So then, do we need to enjoy life? So then if I'm not enjoying life right now, I need to adjust it. I need to go home and figure out why. If Satan showed up at my house and he's trying to steal joy or trying to steal something from my house, I need to take authority over it and take care of it.
Yeah.
Amen. Right then. I don't need to pity patty around it. I need to take care of it and move on. Because God said, hey, I've come. Look, the thief's come to steal from you, to kill and to destroy you. I've come so that you can have life, so that you can enjoy it.
Amen.
So that we can have it and enjoy it. And then do what? Have it in abundance.
Yes, sir.
What's abundance? Honestly, look, some of us need to write down what the word abundance means, then go home and Google it. On a serious note, some people need to Google the word abundance. Figure that out, then move on. And then Google the word to full. And then Google the word till it overflows.
Amen. Amen. Get it. Amen.
See, but Satan's come to to steal all of that from you. Every single bit of that overflow, he wants to take it from you. He doesn't want you to have any of it. And if you allow him to steal it, did y'all catch that last word? Allow him to steal it, then he'll take every one of them. He'll take everything from you that he can, that we allow him to. How many of y'all have ever, look, I ain't promoting fighting, but how many of y'all ever fought somebody? A couple people, don't raise your hand, sorry, I ain't looking. Not fought, or maybe got in an argument or whatever, you know, and all that stuff. But how many of y'all just ever, you know, it's like, you know, you there came the point. There came the line, and you said, you know what? That's it. Your mama. How many of you have us been like that? Yes. Enough's enough. Yes. You pushed me around enough. I allowed you. I ain't promoting fighting. Amen. I want y'all to know that. There was a kid in school. I was being nice. I was. I didn't want to fight him. He was smaller. He was. I was like, I will hurt you, but I really would. He was small. He like 130 pounds or something, little bitty fella. I was like still 175, 180, and I worked out quite a bit stuff. And I was just like, I will hurt you, bud. But he just kept mouthing me in class, and would not leave me alone. Even after class, I actually went out another door. I know, I was being good this day. I ain't even lying. I was surprised. I was like, wow, look at me go, right? I even went out another door so I didn't have to even, you know, mess with the kid. And so I went out another door even. And I was going to my class or whatever. And all of a sudden, here comes this guy running up and got in my face. I gave you your chance. But enough's enough. You ain't just going to come bully me. And you ain't just going to come get in my face and push me around either. Because I told you to leave me alone. And I gave you your opportunity to walk away. And that's the same way we need to treat Satan. I gave you your chance. I told you to leave me alone. But too many times we think that he's somebody that's big and bad. But he ain't. He's a defeated foe. And somebody that's already defeated, that means I ain't even got to work to whoop you if you already defeated. Amen. So now that we got it, so if we got established who the thief is, good. Because we need to understand that. In each and every one of our lives, we really do. We need to understand who the thief is and what his mission is. He's come to steal. He's come to kill and destroy. That's it. That's it. And everything he does will fall in one of those three categories. Amen. It will. If you look at everything he does, it falls in one of those three categories. But thank God, what has he come to do? What has God come, Jesus, his son, come to do? Pull that up, please, again. That way we can all see it one more time. The thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and destroy. I come that you, Ricky, put your name there. Ready? Everybody put your name there. I've come that Ricky may have and enjoy life and have it. Not look, just enjoy life. At that, we'd have been set. Let's be honest. At enjoy life, if he'd have just left it at that, we'd have been good. But God doesn't operate in just one little sentence. God doesn't operate in just a little bit. He doesn't understand little bit. God doesn't understand little bit. We need to understand that as well. He says, look, I come so that y'all can enjoy life. Hang on. Y'all can enjoy it and have it in abundance. All right? Have it in abundance. Tell it's full. Tell it's full. Tell it overflows. Tell it overflows. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to rip this pulpit apart. Amen. That's good. Thank God for the... I don't know who it is. Do not take a picture of me while my phone's ringing. Look, I even silenced your phone for you. You couldn't check mine for me. Some people's kids. That'll learn you. All right. Moving along. Before I get all judged in here. Look, let's focus on the message, all right? Not my phone ring. Amen. Amen. Against or without weakening. Without weakening. We need to understand that. We do. Without weakening. Without it. That means not weakening at all. That means standing your ground. That means staying with it and moving forward. Amen. Without weakening. In his faith, he faced the fact. I love that. I love how it says that. Pull that up, please. I'm back in Romans 4:19 in the NIV. We doing good? Y'all doing all right? We doing good? All right. He faced the fact. I love how that says that. He faced the fact. He faced the fact. See, the fact was standing there, but he faced it. He didn't shy away from it. He wasn't scared to approach it, and he wasn't scared to deal with it. We can't shy away from the fact, whatever the fact may be. Amen? Because truth will always trump fact. Right? He faced the fact. He faced the fact. Look, amen. He faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. What does that mean? He looked. He said, you know what? Yeah. The fact is, yeah, I am old. I am old. I know that. Am I past the age of being able to have a kid? Yeah. He faced the fact. He's not running around going, I'm not old. 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 Did he run around doing that? No. No, he didn't act crazy. Yeah, he wasn't running around dyeing his hair. I'm not old. I'm not old. I didn't say that. He did. Raise your hand. Thank you. Steve. Steve Rutherford. Since he is about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not what?
Fear.
Through what?
Unbelief.
Regarding what? What was the promise of God? What's the promise of God on healing? See, we need to know what the promise of God is so that we're able to stand on truth. If we don't know what the promise of God is, how are we going to stand on truth? Amen. So he stood on the promise of God, but was what? Amen. Two of y'all read it. So He was he was strengthened in his faith by how? Okay. He was, no, going back, please. He was strengthened. Say strengthened.
Strengthened.
In his faith.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But what did he do to strengthen his faith?
Believe the word of God.
Not just believe, he gave glory. See, I can pray, and as soon as I say amen, even though the situation doesn't look like it's changed, doesn't feel like it's changed, I might walk away like this, even though I just prayed that I'm healed. I might walk away like this, but yet I'm still going, thank God I'm healed. I am the healed. And Satan's going, but you're limping. I'm healed. Glory be to God. I am the healed. Regardless of me limping's got nothing to do with what I am. See, giving glory to God is saying, I believe what I just said, and I'm taking you at your word, God, and you said, I am the healed. That he gave glory to God, right? How are you going to give glory to God if you don't really believe it?
Amen.
See, that's why a lot of people, once you say amen, they walk away from the healing line like this. You ever noticed it though?
Amen.
Have you?
Amen.
Or maybe your own self. Yeah. Whenever you prayed for something, and after you prayed for it, you walked away going, man, I hope that comes true. Because if you believe that what you just prayed is already done, what would you be doing? See, that's the difference.
Yes, sir. Amen.
See, unbelief will always stay quiet.
Yes.
Unbelief will always stay quiet.
Amen.
Because it's unsure. Well, what if I say amen and nothing happens? Amen. Hallelujah. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Look, I ain't going to lie to you. This is really helping me right now. He gave glory to God, but was strengthened in his faith, giving glory to God.
Amen.
Let's turn over. And then we'll come back to this. Turn over real fast to Acts 16. Acts 16:25. Acts 16:25. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I'm going to read it to you out of the King James. Or the NIV is all right, I guess. About midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and what?
Sang
praises unto God, and the prisoners what? So we all read y'all've read this story before, right? They got whooped, they're in jail, right?
Yeah.
Look, let me tell y'all, just in case y'all don't remember, I've told this a few times, but we were listening to a minister, and he actually did a study on this. All the prisoners that got thrown in this jail had, what, 2 or 3 months to live. So the life expectancy that got thrown in this jail after they were beat and everything, their life expectancy was 2 to 3 months. It's not very long. 2 to 3 months and you're dead. That's not long at all. At all. And Paul and Silas, they got beat They got thrown in this jail. That's a lot, you know, I'm sure everybody knows you get thrown in this jail, you know, you're dead within 2 or 3 months. That's it, you know. And so they got thrown in there. And they got in there, and they're probably like, oh, well, I guess this is it. We're about to die. This is the last straw right here, bud. I hope you're right with Jesus. I hope you talked to all your family. I hope you did your will right. I hope you got everything in order. Look, you know, it's just being wise. Never mind, I don't say that. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were doing what? Who heard them? Who heard them? Does that sound like Abraham? Say yes. So does that sound like Abraham? Were they strengthening their faith? Because they're praying and just singing praises, hymns to God. Magnifying God. Right? That's going to strengthen your faith. You understand that, right? And other prisoners heard them, so they were not quiet about it, correct? Amen. Because you get whooped, you get beat up, then you get thrown right in this dungeon where the sewer is and everything else is, and I'm sure it smells funky, and there's probably dead people everywhere, because that's just a part of life down there, you know? And you're down there, and they're probably looking at each other like, huh, what are we going to do? I don't know, let's just start praising God. All right, let's do it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because they understood a principle about it, obviously. Not only that, but you get to praising God, you can't be quiet about it either.
Amen.
Amen. And so it sounds to me a lot like Abraham. It really does. Go to the next verse, please. And then suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison was what?
Shaken.
At once, all the prison doors did what?
Flew open.
And everyone's chains what?
Came loose.
Well, Ricky, that was an earthquake. Well, if it was an earthquake and all the doors flew open, then the building would have fell down if it was an earthquake. Let's be honest. Right? Okay, at least two of y'all agree. So, amen. We're going to move along. All right, let's go over back to Romans then. Romans 4, about verse 19 again, please.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Sorry, I'm changing my I'm gonna read it to you out of the message real fast. Actually, y'all read the message on your own, okay? Because we ain't got time.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to read it to you out of the Good News translation. The Good News, Romans 4, I'll start at verse 18. It says, Abraham believed and hoped even when there was no reason for hoping, and so became the father of many nations. Just as the scripture says, your descendants will be as many as the stars. He was then almost 100 years old. But his faith did not weaken when he thought of his own body, which was already practically dead, or the fact that Sarah could not have children. His faith did not leave him. He did not doubt God's promise. His faith filled him with power, and he gave praise to God. He was absolutely sure that God would be able to do what he had promised. Amen. Absolute, I looked it up in the Webster. It means free from mixture. That's the word. Free from mixture. Absolute. So it means you ain't getting any wavering in it. You ain't getting any unbelief in it. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, now we're going to go to the Phillips. I've been wanting to read this the whole time.
Amen.
Amen. So, anybody else have the Phillips? Just me? Because y'all are just staring at me. Obviously, just me. So, moving along. So, I have the Phillips, and I'll let somebody else read it after I read it. That way, y'all can confirm, okay? All right, thank you. Verse 18 says, Abraham, when he hoped, was dead within him, went on hoping in faith, believed that he would become the father of many nations. He relied on the word of God, which definitely referred to your descendants. Amen. Verse 19 said, with hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. With undaunted faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With undaunted faith. Hallelujah. With undaunted faith. With undaunted faith. He looked at the facts. His own impotence. He was practically 100 years old at the time, and his wife Sarah's apparent barrenness. Yet he refused to allow any distrust of a definite pronouncement of God to make him waver. He drew strength from his faith, and while giving the glory to God, remained absolutely convinced that God was able to implement his own promise. This was the faith which was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen. Look at, well, you can't look at it. Anybody else have the Phillips? Nobody else have the Phillips? So it does say with undaunted faith, though, right?
Yes, sir.
He looked at the facts, right? Yes. And that's the Phillips. So with undaunted faith, he looked at the facts. What was the facts? And she was too. I love this man. So what did he do? He had a meeting.
Amen.
He had a meeting.
Amen.
Right there. He had a meeting. He said, all right, God, come here. Satan, come here. We're having a meeting. It's exactly what he did. He said, all right, here's the fact. Satan says, I'm too old. I know I'm old, but he says I can't have no kids. This is the fact. He's having a discussion. The same thing that we need to do whenever something pops its head up just like this. Well, you're sick. You're going to die here pretty quick. You only got about a year to live. Well, this is incurable. Nothing we can do. You know, all the medications, we've tried that before, but this is it. I mean, this is your last one.
Yes, sir.
That's when you come up. We having to come to Jesus meeting right now then. Call Satan in and call Jesus. God, come here. We're having a meeting. You can't talk to God like that. Why not? He's our Heavenly Father. Why can't we talk to Him just like He's our dad?
Yeah.
Because He is.
Amen.
So we have a meeting. Just like when I was at home, whenever something came up and we had a family meeting, Dad would call us all in the room. Family, get in here. We're having a meeting. And then we'd have a meeting on who left the dishes out. Or who left the food out. Who left the fridge open? Who used all the ice and didn't fill the trays back up with water?
Amen.
That was the big one. That one about got everybody whooped all the time. And it was always my brothers. No, I'm joking. But why can't we have a meeting? So God, here it is, God. They said that this is uncurable.
Amen.
Satan says, him and his crew say, I have to die. This is uncurable. There's nothing they can do.
Amen.
That's fact. That is fact.
Right. Yes, sir.
Truth says, God, you said I'm healed because of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. What Jesus took on his body, I don't have to bear it. What he accomplished that day was done over 2,000 years ago, and I don't have to deal with it. That is truth. And so you have to settle it right there and right then. We got to have meetings like that with ourselves. Because if not, who's going to do it? And then a lot of times we'll just walk around with this stuff and allow it to continue to just dog our tracks. And why? Why allow something from Satan to dog our tracks? Is it from God? Look, what did John 10:10 say? Honestly, we need to keep this in front of us. Pull it up, please.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah. I thought I was excited about that one. Apparently not, because this is the one that God wants us to really talk about right now. Because the thief comes to what?
Only to steal, kill, and destroy.
So that's sickness. That's your health. That's anything. That's your marriage. That's your kids. That's your finances. That's anything that belongs to you. That's anything trying to rob you from enjoying life. So we need to look at what's trying to rob me from enjoying life. What's trying to rob me from enjoying life? Then I need to take care of it. I need to take my authority over it, because obviously it's not from God, is it?
No, sir.
Who's it from? Are we sure?
Yes, sir.
Because we need to be sure of it before we know how to handle it.
Yes, sir.
It's like an argument. You know, you go into an argument, you know, they always say there's his side, their side, and then the right side.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's normally how it is, too. Because whenever you talk to somebody, it's never their fault. And then you talk to the other person, it wasn't their fault either.
Right.
But then you talk to somebody on the outside, and they'll let you know what really happened.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Y'all got me up here preaching too hard. All right, calm down. No, you don't. Amen. That's good. But the thief comes to steal. So we need to establish who's the thief, and what stealing from me from enjoying life, then it's not from God.
Right.
It is not from God, and I have a right to take authority over it and to deal with it.
Amen.
I have a right, and it's up to me to deal with it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to preach to y'all, because y'all amen are really good. Amen. So I have a right to deal with it, don't I? Amen. Because so we have the authority to deal with it, because Jesus gave us the authority to tread on who? Serpents, scorpions, and over all?
All.
And so the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And all of that is the power of the enemy.
Yes,
and so something that has come to steal, kill, or to destroy anything in my life that's hindering me from enjoying my life, I have the authority over it, and I'm able to take authority over it and to deal with it.
Amen.
I don't pray, God, please take authority over this for me. No, we do. We pray, we take authority over it, we stand on it, on the Word of God, and we say, we command it to either leave, to go, to die, whatever it is, we command it to in the name of Jesus. Correct?
Amen.
Is everybody alive?
Yes.
Everybody good?
Yes.
All right. Are y'all sure? Amen. So the thief comes to do what? But God, Jesus, comes to do what?
Give life to the full in abundance. Amen.
Jesus comes that we may have life.
Yes.
Not sickness.
No, sir.
Excuse me. Not sickness.
Amen.
Not sickness.
Amen.
Not sickness. Not anything hindering my body.
Right.
Not sickness.
Amen.
Not sickness.
Right.
Not sickness. So if you was here Wednesday and you got prayed for, and you're like, well, I don't see the manifestation of it. Who cares? Stand.
Amen.
Stand. Because as soon as we said amen, that was it. As soon as we said amen, that was it. I said, as soon as we said amen, that was it. Amen. And so now, anytime a symptom might try to pop its head up, anytime we pray about something or we're believing God for something, and something's contrary to what we're believing, you go, I don't believe that. Thank you, God, for my answer. Glory be to God for my answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for my answer. We don't start praying for it all over again.
No, sir.
Because now we don't believe that the first prayer we prayed worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. See, somebody's amening me. I'm not going to preach to him. Amen. Amen. So now we understand what the thief comes to do, right?
Yes, sir.
He's come to steal, kill, and destroy, right?
Yes.
Amen. So now we understand what the thief's come to do, right?
Yes.
Amen. He's come to steal, kill, and to destroy, right?
Yes, sir.
And what has God, Jesus, come to do?
Give us life.
Give us life to the full till it overflows. 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 But enjoy life.
Yes.
We need to start enjoying life.
Yes.
Don't allow what the world's going through affect you. Amen.
Yes.
Don't allow what the world's going through to affect you. Enjoy life.
Yes.
We can enjoy life regardless of if anybody else is or not.
Yes.
What they're doing has got nothing to do with me.
Yes.
Amen. We can help them if they want help.
Yes.
Amen. But I ain't got to get down in the slumps because they're in the slumps though. Look, I ain't got to start feeling bad because they're feeling bad. Why ain't you having a pity party with me? Because I don't believe in pity parties. Sorry. I stopped believing in those a long time ago. I started believing in happy parties. Amen. Because look. Nope. Amen. 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 Did y'all get anything out of that?
Yeah.
I hope so. Amen, because I did. So we just need to make sure that we are looking at the facts.
Yeah.
And then dealing with the facts with what?
The truth.
What's the truth?
The Word of God.
The Word of God. Amen. And will the facts ever trump the truth?
Yeah.
Amen. Will the facts ever trump the truth? Amen. Will the facts ever trump the truth?
No.
The truth always trumps the facts.
Amen.
The truth always shuts down the facts.
Amen.
Amen. Always. No matter, regardless of what it looks like, what the doctor said, what anybody said.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. There was this lady. She was actually a girl in Southeast Texas. She was believing God for a scholarship. Her and her family, they really didn't have any money. And she was wanting to go to this certain school. And so they were like, well, her and another girl, they prayed. And she was believing God for a scholarship to this certain school. And they didn't have scholarships.
Amen.
I need y'all to understand that. They didn't have scholarships. And so all of a sudden, she got a letter in the mail that she got a scholarship to this school that they didn't have scholarships for. So she believed God to be able to go to this school. And so God came and created a scholarship so that she'd be able to go to the school that she is wanting to go to. See, truth will always trump a fact. Whenever you have the Word of God to stand on, no fact will make you bounce off of it. We make ourselves bounce off of it by going, man, I wonder if that did work. Or, man, oh, I prayed, but I don't feel good.
Yes, sir. Amen. There you go.
See, we'll make ourselves fall off truth. God won't.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we're getting there, ain't we? Hallelujah. Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you. We thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, I will continue to meditate on it and to grow in it. And I thank you, Father God, for your truth. It will always, 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 and always trump fact. Hallelujah. In every area of our life. And we thank you for it and praise you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Me and Pastor Chelsea will meet y'all at the door.
All right.
Yes, sir.